Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the Men Let's Talk Network. I'm a black man praying for the black man. I'm excited about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're praying for the black man today. Now, let me put the caveat out there. We love everybody. Love all people, all races, all colors, creeds. Not a problem there. But today, we are praying for the black man. So we thank God for you. Thank God for those listening, those sharing. We just want you to share this out, that the goal here is to encourage, strengthen, and promote the black man today and every day as we do anybody else. Who wouldn't want that, right? So the black man also wants that. Once again, I'm a black man. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. Thank you so much for joining us on the Global Men Let's Talk Network. We thank God through his son, Jesus Christ, for the time to be here today. Nothing happens without his authority, without his okay, without his blessings and mercy and grace. So thank God for everything in Jesus' mighty name. We have a word of prayer, and then we're going to pray for the black man specifically, but we want to acknowledge God, our Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and everything we do today. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much. We're just going to be here for 15 minutes of your time. Didn't want to take a lot of time, but we just thank God, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, who he is. You just think about who God is by himself. You understand that? By himself. And he described himself when Moses asked he tells the children of Israel who sent him. And he just said, I am that I am sent you. I am that I am. Isn't that powerful? I get so excited when I just think about who God is and all his awesomeness, all his holiness, all of his infinity. Yes, he's unlimited, basically. So whatever that word is, he's unlimited in everything he does. So God, we thank you for who you are right now. We thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, that was the final sacrifice, the final lamb that sacrificed for our sins, Father God. So thank you for your son. We thank you for his death, resurrection, and grave, Father God. Thank you that he's sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding for us right now. We know, okay, he's going to come back and get his church, get his people in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for Holy Spirit. Jesus, we thank you. Yeshua, Yahweh, we thank you for sending Holy Spirit to us today, even right now, to help guide, teach us, and correct us as well in the things of God. So Holy Spirit, we bless and thank you for who you are and all you do and all you're doing right now across the land. So Father God, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need to go over the issues of the planet concerning the black man. A lot has happened, as you know, in the last few months, and for 400 plus years, things have been happening as well, from lynchings, from stealing, or I should say taking black men's family, separating black men from their family, stealing their wives, black man, even watching another person rape his wife in front of him that he was given to take care and protect and couldn't do anything about it. So, Father God, we lift up the black man today has persevered over some serious, serious areas and serious odds, and he's still here today. And we don't forget the black man who died, wrestled, who got shot, hung, all kind of atrocities, Father God, that the black man has endured over the years in order to keep going. So we thank God for the black man today. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. For those who are joining us, I am a black man praying for the black man today. And we thank God for the black man. Father God, we thank you that you're helping us grow, Father God. I pray for the brothers that just need some help, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who need a mentor. I pray for the black man that's looking for a mentor. And Father God, when I pray for the black man, I'm talking about the unborn male child, even right now, unborn male child, or the male child that's being created right now in the womb of a mom right now, and that he's being developed as a full-grown baby that will come out into the world one day. So I pray for the black man all the way from conception, all the way up to the oldest and eldest black man on the planet today, right now, in Jesus' name. So Father God, we pray for the black man's mental state as well. We cancel all suicide. Father God, there's some black men that may be thinking about suicide today. We cancel that assignment by the power of the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Save that soul. Save that mind. Save that body, Father God. Save that mindset. Change that mindset to your glory, O Lord. So, Father God, if there's any black men that are thinking about suicide, we cancel the assignment according to your word in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for the brothers that are in prison, behind bars, in detention, in jails, in situations where they don't have their freedom for different reasons, Father God. Most of all, we ask that we pray for their mindset, that they know that things will change. They must change, and he will change as well. And Father God, we look for the man in the mirror as well to change as well, including myself, O Lord. So we pray that men look in the mirror and take a good look for a long time, whatever time it takes, and say, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to do and be called to what I am, to what I do. I am a black man. I am strong. I am brilliant. I am smart. I am loving. I am kind. I am protective. All the attributes of a black man, which equates to a godly man. So, Father God, we pray for the black man today. We thank God for those who are great fathers, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the great dads, all the star dads, all the good fathers only. Father God, we pray for all the good fathers that are doing a great job with their family, with their children, daughters, sons, nieces, nephews. We thank you for that. Foster may even have some foster kids in their home. So we thank you for the black man that's a good father, Father God. We also pray for the father, Father God, that may have children, that may not know he has children or recognize his children, may have had children out of wedlock. I pray for the black father, Father God. He may not even know how many children he has, but I pray for him that he seek out his family, Father God, that he seek out the ones that he knows about, that seeks out the ones that he don't know about based on the mother, Father God. So we ask, Father God, that the black man, first of all, be forgiven for all our sins, O Lord, all of our sins in Jesus' mighty name. And may there be restoration and healing in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for the black man today. We thank you that he'll be responsible. He'll be more forgiving and more loving and understanding. And, Father God, pray for the black man that may have some anger issues as well, right? Father God, we ask that you temper that anger, Father God, that you give us a chance to grow and to understand and not blame other people. Father God, we don't blame the white man. We don't blame the brown man. We don't blame the black man. We don't blame the wife. We don't blame the fiance. We don't blame our pastor. We don't blame our bishop. We don't blame the evangelist. We don't blame the apostle. We don't blame the teacher. We don't blame our boss. We don't blame our co-workers, our co-business owners, whatever, business partners. We don't blame anybody, Father God. The black man will rise and take charge in his own area of need to change. So we thank God for the black man. And I pray for the black man that all those ties, Father God, all those generational curses and ties be broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Not sure who needs that, but we pray that the black man be free. Not physically all the time, but spiritually, Father God, first in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, I pray for the black man. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn, if you're joining us right now, just for 15 minutes or so. So we're praying for the black man today. Father God, I turn my attention to our black young teenagers today and young men today, Father God, that may not have a dad, may not have a father figure or a male figure in their home today or in their sphere of influence or in their daily walk or daily need, Father God, in their home right now. So, Father God, I pray for the young man right now that he be strong, Father God, that he seek out other proper mentors, another black man, Father God, and other men that will help nurture him and guide him and strengthen him in the things of God in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you in advance right now that you're working with our young teenagers, Father God, that they'll may find solace and find wisdom and find other men that will help mentor them towards the rite of passage and the right to be a true man under the things of God. May it be godly. May it be the way to go in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, I pray for our teenagers. And, Father God, if there's any teenagers that need to reach out to me, they can call me at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Feel free to leave a text or message me or leave a message, and I'll be glad to follow up with you. But if you just need a listening ear, black man, give me a call. We'll be glad to listen in confidence and pray with you in confidence as well. This is all about the Lord. He knows exactly what you need, but sometimes we need a little help from another black man. It's all good. I know I do occasionally, so we thank God for you. And Father God, we pray for black men who are our ministers, our bishops, our evangelists, our teachers, and all those fivefold ministries, Father God, that teach and preach the word of God. So I pray for the black man today that is actually preaching your word, Father God. Could be a Sunday school teacher. Could be taking care of the lawn at the church, Father God, or at the home of the pastor or whatever. We pray for the black man who's in service, Father God. We pray for the black man who's on the internet that's sharing your word each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, each and every year, whatever it takes, Father God, not only in the United States, but around the world. So we thank God for the black man today, and we know that he'll be strengthened today, Father God, according to your word. So we thank you for the black man, Father God, that he be strong, that he love his family even more today, that he love his wife even more today, he love his fiance even more today, but most of all, understand what that means to love and protect and to serve your family. So we pray for the black man that he rise up and take care of his family, Father God. And there may be some brothers and brothers that have additional families, Father God, may have gotten divorced. We pray for that situation, Father God. We pray for the brother that may have two families. Some brothers have divorced and then remarried and have other families. We pray for the strength of that brother as well, Father God, that he stay involved with his children and may have dialogue with his family as well at the proper time to give them a hope, give them a mission, give them a goal, give them a task, give them some action items, right, for living right in the mighty name of Jesus. This is Kevin Vaughn, Elder Kevin Vaughn, black man, praying for the black man today. So we thank you so much for joining us. We've got a few more minutes here. So, Father God, we thank you. Again, we do lift up the man, black men who are homeless today, Father God. May they be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, for their needs as well. We understand the situation that put men, black men, in the homeless situation. So I lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. We pray for the brothers that may be in health situations, Father God. It could be a mental health facility, could be a hospital, could be a clinic. We pray for their health today, Father God. There'll be restoration and there'll be healing. May the Holy Ghost just sweep through those environments, those buildings, those locations where black men are, and may their health be healed in the name of Jesus. We pray for the brothers that may have some family violence issues, Father God, where they get angry at the family. We ask that you temper that, Father God, and taper that off in Jesus' name, Father God. So we pray that the black man controls his tempers and understands it's not about the family. It's about the spiritual side of life, that he's not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual warfare in the heavens that only he and the Lord can work out. We pray for those children, Father God, black men that are in child welfare, the way the system is taking care of a black man or a black young man today. Father God, we pray for his mindset, pray for his soul, pray for his well-being, and also, most of all, pray for his protection in Jesus' name. We cancel the assignment where anybody would try to take advantage of a child in welfare care in the name of Jesus, Father God, right now. And Father God, we pray for the men that have substance abuse right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, as well, those who are in gangs, and those who are in prison. So we pray for those who have a challenge, Father God, that they'll get the help they need, and they will also get the prayers that they need. At least from today, we pray for those black men that have a substance abuse. May it be broken in the name of Jesus, and that you fill them up, Father God, with your glory and mercy and grace. Thank you so much. Father God, we pray for the black man today. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us today. We didn't want to keep you long. Just wanted to pray for the black man. The goal is to pray for the black man during the week. at least to the end of this month for sure, for 15 minutes. So we thank God for you. We'll always be continuing to pray for the black man as we move forward in the things of God. And we'll be doing that on other platforms, whether it's internet radio or our streaming services as well through the Men Let's Talk Network. So we thank you so much. Again, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn praying for the black man. And black man, you stay strong. You stay in the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Ask about the Word of God. Also mentor yourself to other black men, whatever it takes. But we want you most of all to get to know God. Let me leave you with this quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you always, always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And this is Elder Kevin Vaughn, black man, praying for the black man today. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. Have a great rest of the evening. Also, too, have a great and productive week coming up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Take care. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye.